right, Middleton manager Jerry Wallace, a comprehensive win for you tonight.
Yes, indeed. We're all very, very happy with that win. Like, we hadn't hurled in the championship since Newtown in June, so it was great to come back tonight in the fourth round and to start very impressively in the first half. Our work rate was very commendable in the first half, especially from our forwards and our midfielders. Like, they hunted everything, and we cut down Sarr's game plan, like the direct route from Michael Cousins, and we stopped that. And we're very happy with it.
You surprised with the way the game went? I personally, as a neutral, I was expecting a bigger contest in this clash of these two sides.
Yeah, I think everyone was would have been surprised with the way it panned out. Like, at halftime there, we had a very strong lead, but then again, you had the sun and you had a strong wind blowing into the Black Rock in there. So, like, you'd need that score, or you'd need to be settled into that type of work for the second half. Mm-hmm. We did get the first score of the second half, and then Sarves came back at us. Like, you know, I think they came within 5 points at one stage in the second half there. But fair play to the lads. Like, we've worked very, very hard since the Newtown game. You know, and it's hard. It's a hard journey here in Cork to keep your team going and to keep your team fresh. So now we know where we are going. Like, we've 2 weeks now to the next game, so that's good now to have that type of momentum, and you know, to be looking forward to that. Like, you know,
Over the 60 minutes, like, what do you make your performance overall? I suppose, as you said, you set the tone early in this game and put yourselves in a great position. But what do you think of your second half performance?
Yeah, the first half, like, I just think that we got our matchups right as well. Like, I think that was very important from the off. Like, we picked our team. And we have what I think is our best six backs, like, and our goalkeeper. Like, we've a very solid group of seven men there, like, and then we had a real good working force in the centre of the field, and we've got fantastic forwards. I just think the matchups that we got at the start of the game were vital, but I just think that the work rate that we've brought the team to, I think that we can improve on a lot of other aspects of it as well. I think the second half, you're always going to have that when you have a score like that at halftime, Lisa. Very, very hard to motivate fellas and keep fellas working at the same rate, you know. It creeps in, like, a little bit of complacency creeps in. But there are lots of things we can work on. You know, I wouldn't have been happy with the goal that we conceded to Sarves in the first half. And then I wouldn't be happy with some of the, you know, the shot selection on the other side from our forwards as well in, you know, at other times of the game. You know, we could have used the ball a little bit better. We didn't need to be as selfish as times. We could have used the ball maybe to a man in a better position. But look, we have a lot to work on. We scored a nice score there tonight, like, and we're going to need to be doing it again the next night, because, like, the Barrows have scored, I think, 30 points last night. So, yeah, it's got to go and be a good traditional game of hurling again. Like, yeah.
I was going to say, that quarter-final draw now, the Barrows are a side who've gathered momentum through their championship.
They have indeed, yeah, and I suppose, you know, I've seen them closely. I've been to their games, and, like, they've, you know, they were here a few weeks back and they had a great game with Aaron's Own, and then they, you know, they played the replay, and on the day they would have been very disappointed. Like, you know, it became just an indifferent game. They had a massive win last night, and now we have to prepare for that challenge, and that's the only thing we can look at this moment, and we can't look any further than that. Just 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, this has to be a massive psychological boost, beating a county, like, they're either champions or they were runners-up, Sarves, over the last number of years. So beating them tonight, and so comprehensively.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, like, it's like when you get in the inter-county games, you get the top fellas. That was tonight. We had the two top teams there for the last couple of years in Cork, hurling against each other. We brought our game to the pitch tonight, like, and we were delighted with that. So we are, and, like, we've a lot, as I said, to work on, and. You know, the lads have to go and recover now. We've had a lot of, you know, last year we were very fit and very at the pace at this stage of the year. This year we've come in slower to, like, you know, we deliberately worked harder in the gym and in the pitch earlier in the year. And as I said, it's a very difficult journey here in Cork because it's so prolonged. And I suppose that's a little rent, you know, maybe the championship could be a little bit closer together or whatever, Lisa. But, like, I must just deal with what we're dealing with right now. Mm-hmm. And all I can deal with right now is that we're playing the Barrows in 2 weeks' time.
Well, Jerry, I think you would have been, obviously, you were fancied before the championship even started. But I think after tonight's performance and result, you'll be installed as favourites for this title.
Well, every time we play this year in the league, we've 14 of our 16 games played, Lisa. You know, every time we play anyone, everyone rises their game to play us. Like, I suppose everyone, and the bookmakers and the pundits and the media like yourselves, you're all writing us up, and that's our challenge as well on top of the preparation of the team. Look, as far as I'm concerned, there's only a match in 2 weeks' time. It's just a match. It's like if you were 12 years old, you go into the match and you hurl to the best of your ability and may the best team win then.
Well, the very best of luck to you.
Thanks very much, Lisa. Thank you.
Cheers, Jerry.